Greatest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, heterosexual, anti-choice talk show host. This is an H-free zone here on Bob Enyart Live for the month of May. It's almost up. And then starting June 3rd, Bob Enyart Live will go in Denver, live in Denver for the full hour, starting June 3rd, this coming Monday. So we're excited about that. Denver, not all of you may have realized it's been tape delay for the past half a year, and you only get the first half hour. Well, starting Monday, and that's good news for those tuning in around the country because we'll get more interesting calls. Right now, the only calls we get from Denver, for the most part, are people listening via the web at kgov.com or at Information Radio Network's website, or people hearing last night's show or last Friday's show and calling in advance. Now, Israel launches new spy satellite. That's the story out today. Israel launches new spy satellite and casino. Okay, now, they're both true, but they're two different stories, unrelated. The one, according to the Associated Press, Israel launched the OFEC-5 spy satellite today, according to an Israeli Defense Ministry official, and that's good news. The second story, unrelated, is that it's illegal to gamble in Israel, and so they decided to start having gambling flights. They take off out of Tel Aviv, fly for 4 hours around the Mediterranean where you could gamble, and then land again in Tel Aviv. So Israel launches new spy satellite and casino. There we have it. And Wednesday, tomorrow night's show, we'll be responding to the email that was sent to us saying, offering $500 if I would read the email. And I read the email. It was just a one-page email. And we got $500 for it, which we donated to a Christian radio station in Midland, Texas. But at any rate, I'm going to read that email on tomorrow night's show, and it's someone quoting the Bible saying, hell does not exist. Eternal punishment in hell, that is a fabrication. That's not biblical. And he paid $500 for me to read it, and I will give him a bonus by reading it to you all. It's from David Godding in Michigan. Okay, but here's tonight's story. I've got it right here, the Wall Street Journal. See, you can hear it. It's real. And this is front page, page one, Wall Street Journal, today, Tuesday, May 28th, 2002. If you're going to call in during today's show, only call in about this topic. No other topic. All right, there's a drawing, the way the Wall Street Journal does, there's an artist drawing of a pro-life activist, an anti-abortion activist, on column one, page one of today's Wall Street Journal. And it's titled, this column, In the Shadows, Photos of Women Who Get Abortions Go Up on the Internet. Now, this is quite a story, especially for us in Denver, because the dateline is Denver. And it's about the pro-lifers at the Planned Parenthood abortion mill who take photographs of women going to get an abortion, put them up on the web to try to discourage other women from killing their babies. So the headline, Photos of Women Who Get Abortions Go Up on the Internet. And then the subhead, Activist Photographers Prowl Clinics. A little editorial lingo there, Prowl Clinics, feed webmasters the photos. Okay, and this is by Yoki Driesen for the Wall Street Journal. And the photograph, what a good artist rendition. Hey, you look really good in this picture, Ken.
Well, thank you, Bob. My wife took the picture.
All right. Well, she did a great job. And I tell you, the artist at the Wall Street Journal You look great here. You might get a job offer from Hollywood.
Well, it's just something that my wife did, so
she gets the credit.
Yes.
You do look, it's a great picture. Okay, so Ken, I'd like to read through this letter during this article and talk to you about it, all right?
All right, Bob.
And you could tell us if there's anything inaccurate, if it's an accurate story, and we'll talk through what you do at the abortion mill, which is pretty harsh. It's a pretty harsh thing.
It's tough love, Bob.
Tough love. And I'm thankful you do it because we're discouraging some women from killing their kids.
Yes, Bob, and there was actually 102 saved at this Planned Parenthood last year, and there's 37 so far this year that have changed their mind and kept their babies.
Babies who were not killed, mothers who did not kill their own children. Thanks to you, your wife, Joe, all the Christian pro-lifers at the abortion mill in Denver. Of course, there's a number of abortion mills, but at this one. Okay, as soon as he saw the blue minivan turning into the parking lot of Planned Parenthood's small abortion clinic here, Kenneth Scott grabbed his digital camera, clambered up his rickety metal ladder, and started snapping pictures. Hey, tell the audience about the ladders. Why do the pro-lifers bring ladders to the abortion mill?
Well, basically, we started off with large graphic pictures, Bob. And it was affecting so many women to see these babies with their arms ripped off or legs or heads, and trying to show them what they're going to be part of,
right,
that they put up a big barrier of sheets there, and we call them the sheets of shame.
The sheets of shame. It's like a wall of curtains that's, if I guess, maybe 60 feet long.
Something. Yes, across the front, and they're about 8 feet high.
8 feet high, 60 feet long, a wall of curtains, so that people in the parking lot are shielded from people on the sidewalk.
Right, to hear any preaching going on. So there's no
eye
contact.
It muffles the sound a little bit.
And the eye contact.
No eye contact. You can't see the signs. So the pro-lifers just bring ladders, step ladders, that are maybe 6 feet tall.
Right, it varies, but there is a variety. On a Saturday, you can see a dozen ladders out there, Bob.
A dozen ladders. And Ken, I believe that someday, at least one of those ladders will be in a museum honoring the pro-lifers who dedicated their lives to stopping the killing. One of those ladders. Don't throw that ladder out, all right?
Well, we have a little joke about the ladders, Bob.
What?
Basically, there isn't any Mormon activists. We haven't met any. They are in their own ministry, and they're leading people astray. But we still steal a little bit of their their lingo.
Oh, I know. I could guess it. Go ahead.
Yeah, because of all the ladders, we call it Latter-day Saints.
The Latter-day. There you go. Because of all the ladders. Okay. Now, Ken, I said that we only want to take calls about this story, but we've got a call here from Denver. Apparently, somebody saw you were on the Channel 4 newscast, the CBS affiliate?
Yes, we've been on Channel 4.
Today?
Yes, and also Channel 9, Bob.
Channel 9 and later tonight?
That's all that we've been contacted so far, Bob.
Okay. So you don't know if you'll be on the late news?
We know Channel 9, the late news.
At 10 o'clock?
And 4.
All right. Let's go to the phones here. Dave from Denver. Dave, you're on with Bob Inyart and Ken Scott.
Yeah, Bob. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Hey, thanks. It's about time I get a chance to talk with you.
Did you see this newscast?
I had a chance to see it just about an hour and a half ago.
I have not seen it. I'd like to know that. Now, the media does not like pro-life activists, but how did Ken Scott come across?
Well, he came very well. They didn't show very much of him. They didn't give him very much of a time to speak.
All right, well, hold on. We're going to go to a commercial break. I want to hear what they did do. Commercial here, Bob Inyart Live, and therefore we do a number of live spots. Now, I want to tell you guys about our monthly Bible studies, and that's how so many people out there in the audience support what we're doing and enable us to grow. If you're interested in the issues that we talk about on Bob Inyart Live, whether they're moral, social, ethical, political issues, and you think, wow, that's a good argument, that's a good point, why didn't I think of that? Hey, I can use that to show my neighbor that he's wrong about some important issue. Oh, all right. So Where do we get our opinions from here on Bob Inert Live? We get them from the Bible. And the best resource we have to share with you, and it also helps us continue the fight, is if you call up 1-888-8-NYARDS, 1-888-836-9278, and order our monthly Bible studies. You'll get in the mail, somewhere around the middle of each month, you'll get a set of Bible study tapes, four tapes, anywhere from 4 to 6 hours of Bible teaching. And we first start out with an overview of the whole Bible. Then we do a really fun study on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because that's where the battle between good and evil starts. And then we go topic by topic and book by book through the Bible. You could join us. It's $24.95. You call us at 1-888-8-NYARDS. That's 1-888-836-9278. All right, so we're here, Bob Inert Live, and in studio, I've got Ken Scott. And Ken, we've got a caller, Dave from Denver, who says, so what was the CBS newscast? How did they present this, Dave?
Well, it sounded like they really wanted to, they realized that it was going to be national news.
Mm-hmm.
So they just pretty much presented it as a kind of a news-breaking story.
Mm-hmm.
But it only lasted about 45, maybe 50 seconds.
All right.
Ken got about 10 seconds in. Joe got about 5 seconds.
Joe Scott, Ken's
right.
wife.
And the worker at Planned Parenthood got probably a good 15, 20 seconds to talk.
Okay. And so Ken, they must have had a soundbite where Ken was saying why they do this.
Right. What they had him saying was that he wanted to be able to expose this and be able to put, this is something that we should all be able to do, is work with the Internet.
Mm-hmm. And expose crimes.
And expose the evil, right.
The murder of children. Mm-hmm. And Ken, I'm sure they didn't take you out of context.
That's true. What we're trying to do is document the American Holocaust. I don't know if...
It's happening.
Yes, because right now... With the graphic pictures, they pretty much silence most of that. They're trying to not give any positive press ever. So what we're trying to do is change the format to go to taking pictures of the people that work there,
mm-hmm.
the death escorts that are outside.
The volunteers. The abortionists, medical.
And we've seen already a big change of people working there because they've become...
It's a deterrent for people working at these abortion mills. If they know that their name and photograph is going to go up on the Internet, that may deter them from continuing to kill kids.
Because their families and friends will realize, I didn't realize you worked at an abortion clinic.
Right, right.
That's for somebody else.
Right.
But when they find out that they
Very
have
good,
done
Ken.
It,
Very
they...
good. And thank you, by the way, for doing this.
Say, Ken?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, they also showed a picture of your van, but they had it kind of blurred, the pictures and the signs on your van blurred. They had all the graphics blurred out, and they said that they wouldn't show us that because it's too graphic.
Oh, and the filth that CBS airs in prime time for kids to see after school with their soap operas and in the evening... Just the complete sexual filth
right.
that they obviously don't have much of a concern for the well-being of kids, but to show children who are being murdered, then all of a sudden they've got a conscience.
That I think is the real reason why they won't show it.
Right,
because
they
know
they
that the reality of it is that it's a wicked thing to do.
Right, they support the killing of those babies. CBS does. And it's just like the Nazis didn't want to show the pictures of the Jews being slaughtered in the concentration camps because they supported it, of course.
Well, we'll be able to see your van on your website, I'm sure, huh, Ken?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and give lots of pictures to Bob.
So okay.
Show. And they're very large, very graphic.
The website that the pictures of the women going in for abortions, that goes up on abortioncams.com.
Abortioncams?
CAMS, abortioncams.com.
Okay.
So, of course, you could check that out. And then how about the enemy? What did they have the enemy saying on?
She basically stuck to the premise that the woman should have a right to privacy.
Okay, and so on.
It was a privacy right.
Okay, and that was the Planned Parenthood with the woman.
Well, right. One of the things we're trying to do right now, and there's another website that's in Denton, Texas, and it's Life Dynamics, Inc., and what they've just broke loose last week should be front page in every newspaper.
Now, I know about this story, but I don't think anybody will cover it.
Right.
Go ahead. Tell
it.
We tried to
tell both Channel 4 and Channel 9 about this. And it's about a study by Mark Kretcher that he went ahead and had over 800 different groups call into Planned Parenthoods and abortion clinics and ask about having a girl that was 13 years old and a boyfriend that's 22 or older and saying, how do I go about getting an abortion?
In other words, a 13-year-old girl said she was pregnant by her 22-year-old boyfriend. How could I get the abortion? And what the Planned Parenthoods all around the country said was, well, we don't want to know your age. We don't want to know his age. Where if they're medical providers with evidence of a crime, they're supposed to report it by law. But they couldn't care less, really, if 13-year-old girls are being statutory raped by men. They just want to collect the money.
Right. Ken, how can we get more information on, what was it, Life Dynamics Incorporated?
Yes. Right. LDI.com.
LDI.com. All right. Hey, Dave, thank you very much.
Yes, and thanks, Ken, for doing a great job. Oh. Thank God for you and your wife, Jo.
Well, God bless you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Nice guy. All right. So, Ken, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to continue in this article, and let's see. It says here, Mr. Scott and his wife, Jo, are part of... Oh, Jo. Hi, Jo. How are you doing?
Hi, Bob. I'm fine.
Hey, you're here in the studio. I couldn't even see you there in the back row.
Oh, well.
I'm only kidding. Jo, thanks for joining us. You and your husband. So you being a woman and a mom, you don't have an objection to women having their pictures taken at abortion mills?
None whatsoever.
Explain. We heard from Ken. Why? How do you defend doing this?
Well, besides the fact that it deters women from coming, once especially the local women find out that their pictures might be on the Internet, they may not even go to the abortion clinics to start with.
Right. Say a woman who's maybe a high-powered lawyer downtown Denver.
Right.
And she's going to get an abortion, and now her picture's going to be on the Internet.
Right.
And that's somewhat shameful. That's the whole point.
That's the point. And
so it might discourage her, and she might think, you know, this is – not what I planned, but maybe I should have this baby.
Well, shame is a powerful tool.
Right.
Has been throughout all the centuries.
Oh, yeah.
Also, you know, do we hide Charles Manson? Does he have the right to privacy because he took someone else's life?
Of course not.
These
right.
women have been made into martyrs.
Right, and they're really murderers.
They're really murderers.
Right.
Now, we can help them. We can lead them to Christ. We can help them heal. But when they're in the act of murder, they are... up for grabs.
Yeah, right. That's a good point. They're an accessory. No, they're not an accessory. They're a murderer.
Right.
It's infanticide where you're killing your own child.
They're paying a hitman, and they're making themselves available to have the child
Their own
murdered.
Child. So
their
when
own
you're
child.
Killing your own child, God in the Bible talks about people who kill their own children, and it was for their convenience, for their welfare, and they would take their children and sacrifice them to Baal or Ashtaroth. And God said how much he hated that, how wicked they are. And God said, it never entered my mind that this such a thing. And that's how evil human beings could be. And so we're, one, deterring some, and two, trying to bring shame to those who kill their children.
And hopefully it will do that since the media now has picked it up, it will do it on a more widespread basis.
Right. It'll help. Now, how many states have, on this abortioncams.com, how many states show photographs of women going into abortion mills?
Presently 29.
All right. And so for the public school teachers listening right now, there are 50 states total. So there's room for expansion.
That's correct, Bob.
Maybe I don't know if Massachusetts is on that list or Indiana, but or New York. But here are states that we're broadcasting in. Maybe we could pick up somebody. Somebody in the audience, if you want to help, you can help. You can get a digital camera, go to your local abortion mill. And so we're going to – okay, here's what I'd like to do, Ken and Joe. Let's continue with the article, all right? And we'll critique it. If it's accurate, great. If not, we'll fix it. All right, so, Ken, it starts out, you clamber up this rickety metal ladder, and you start snapping pictures. And then Ken Scott bellowed to the woman, "You'll have nightmares about this day for the rest of your life." Then he turned the camera to her escort and said, "Your sin will not be hidden or forgotten."
Those are pretty much true statements, Bob.
Yeah, they're not misquoting you.
Right, and it's just trying to have them think about how they're going to have the guilt constantly. And
right.
I tell them all the time that all the alcohol and all the drugs will never wash away the memory of this day of how they killed their child.
Right, and of course, anyone, even a murderer who goes to God can get forgiveness.
Absolutely, Bob.
And they could become Christians, but most murderers don't go to God. Most of them go to hell.
Something that you don't see in this that is heard out there all the time by myself and many of the pro-lifers, the word repent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
right.
the whole thing is God forgives if people repent, but there's a bigger
right.
word there, if.
Right. So he quotes you saying, "Your sin will not be hidden or forgotten." And then he writes, "Mr. Scott is doing his best to make sure of that." And I actually like that because we don't want them to kill babies with impunity or in secrecy. Like in Nazi Germany, the things that were happening should have been shouted from the mountaintops. And yeah, they might have killed you for doing it, but it should have been shouted from the mountaintops. And so, and they weren't able to document that Holocaust as it was happening. But here in America now, this one is being documented concurrently.
Yes, and they're trying to hide it as best they can. They're now trying to find a way to go ahead and take away another freedom of the First Amendment with a type of freedom of speech and expression.
Right. As this article gets into that, they're going to court, some of the women, Planned Parenthood, they're going to try to stop pro-lifers from doing this. And you guys act as journalists for a news website.
Correct. And again, it's like if you had Princess Diana or you had all these other people in Hollywood that says, "Don't let these paparazzis take pictures of me." Now what they're trying to do is make an exception. Mm. It's going to be Christians when they're trying to expose sin or evil.
Right.
Don't take a picture at the homosexual
right.
clubs and don't take a picture of what's going right. on with the abortion industry.
Now, taking pictures of people going into a place to commit a crime, it's a great idea. More than 10 years ago, we suggested people in the movement to fight against pornography, that they do that at porn shops and strip joints. Have a couple women out there take pictures of the men going in, their license plate, and email or mail a picture of the husband to the home address where his car's registered to.
Right. In fact, with the two television stations, we also brought out the point that Wellington Webb is now trying to bring about where he can put on the internet pictures of men that have been caught in prostitution on Kofax.
Yeah.
It's all right for him to suggest something
yeah,
like
right,
that, but
right,
now
right.
for us to
exactly.
suggest, it's going to be a double standard.
Exactly. So, okay, so nightmares and your sin will not be hidden. And the Bible says that, you know, your sin will find you out. And Jesus said it'll be shouted from the housetops.
Amen.
Whatever's done in secret will be proclaimed, and everyone will know on Judgment Day. So it's much better to confront that now and deal with it now. While there's life, there's hope for repentance.
And what we're trying to do is help the women to think about the guilt. Because once they think about that, then it's kind of breaking the heart, so then they
yeah.
can soften and then have a chance to repent.
Right, and it's also called pre-evangelism. The Apostle Paul says that the law leads men to Christ. The law says, "Do not murder." He says to the Corinthians that the law, the Ten Commandments, are a ministry of guilt and condemnation and death, he says. And so when the law says, "Do not murder," and you kill your child, and somebody points out to you, that's murder, you are a murderer, God is against you, you need to repent. You need to stop what you're doing before you do it, and then you need to repent. All right, we're going to say goodbye to Denver. This is the last week. We've got to say goodbye to Denver. Next week, we go live the whole hour at 7 p.m.
Great.
All right, Bob Enyart here, talking just to those listening on the internet. Because to the rest of the people out there, they have to do something boring like listen to the news on our radio broadcast. But on the web, you know, we're thinking about trying to become an affiliate, a broadcast affiliate for IRN News, so that at the bottom of the hour, you get the news. But right now, we're not doing that. So I want to tell you about our videos that we have, and you could call 1-888-8-NYART and get these videos. Recently, we've had people call in and say, I want one of each of your videos. And that costs a bit of money. They're $20, $25 each. But, boy, they got an instant library on a couple dozen fun topics. But here we go. Defending the faith, apologetics, Bob Enyart and Dave Spiegel. Bob debates an evolutionist with a Dr. Eugenie Scott. The planets, stars, and the Bible. That's a fun one. Infanticide in the New York Times. Yeah, but Ken, do you remember that article? Excuse me. Do you remember the article in the New York Times about the 3 pages that it should be legal to kill your baby? Do you remember that article? After the baby's born.
Well, I remember hearing the discussion on it.
Okay.
And with the professor.
Well, exactly. I read the entire article on this video, on this show. And it's 3 pages of the New York Times running this story saying it should be legal to kill your baby after it's born in the first month for any reason.
It's just terrible, Bob.
Is that astounding?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's just making euthanasia and all the other type assisted suicides, mm-hmm. as well as trying to, in the Netherlands right now, if you're 5 years old and younger, mm-hmm. if somebody becomes handicapped or blind, they automatically say the state doesn't want to take care of them, and they give them a shot and put them to sleep. And it's just growing worldwide.
Well, there are stories like that that are coming to us, especially from Europe and in Northern European countries, with infanticide and taking elderly people who are lonely, unloved, unwanted, and we call it euthanasia, but it's just murdering people. It's a real tragedy what's going on around the world. And then we have a video called Terry's Call and another Megan's Call and another Amy's Call. I don't know if you guys have seen any of those videos. Joe Scott saying yes, but they're fun.
Yeah.
Give us a call, 1-888-8-NYART, 1-888-8-NYART. We're back, Bob Enyart Live, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. And we're here in studio with Ken Scott, who's on the front page of today's Wall Street Journal. And we don't get to Joe Scott's picture until page 8. What's up with that, Joe? Top billing to
you. It's a male chauvinist society, Bob.
I guess so. Top billing to your husband.
That's good. He needs top billing.
That's
He deserves
great.
It.
Oh, that's great that you say that. All right, so Ken, you're doing your best to make sure the sin is not hidden. And it says that within hours of his photo expedition early this month, Ken Scott was home downloading the pictures onto his computer so he could email them to a fellow activist in Georgia. Mr. Neil Horsley runs a website devoted to deterring homicidal mothers from seeking abortions by posting their photos as they're entering abortion clinics. That's all accurate, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we thank God for Neil Horsley because at least he has the courage to try to stand up against our society and put lots of different pictures. It included a lot of graphic pictures that were taken inside of abortion clinics with all the different jars of babies in them with the names and dates of the mothers.
Those devastating photographs. I've seen them. And they're on his website.
That's correct, as well as graphic pictures of what's mm-hmm. been found in the dumpsters as well.
All right, now let's go this time to Littleton, Colorado. Mary, you're on with Bob Enyart and Ken Scott.
Hi, I didn't catch the little news snippet tonight, but I did talk with my husband about it, and he was telling me that it's basically a right to privacy. They wanted a right to privacy.
Right, the women going into the abortion mill.
So they want a right to privacy to murder their children in private. They don't want anybody bugging them about it.
Well, very good angle. Right, exactly. Never mind the right to life.
Yeah.
With a baby, an innocent baby being killed, they're going to trump that with your right to privacy.
Yeah. Let me murder my child in private without anybody, you know, putting up a fight for the baby.
Right.
And of course, it's not a baby either.
Right.
To them.
Right. It's just a blob or a tumor.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. Hey, Mary, the way we could look at the abortion issue from a high level, the right to life and the right to choose. And the right to choose, their principle is don't tell me what to do. And the right to life is don't kill an innocent baby. So that's the two. Don't kill an innocent baby. Don't tell me what to do.
Right.
Because the abortion industry, there are a number of activist leaders who are admitting that the unborn fetus is a child.
Yeah, and I just wanted to ask Ken Scott, had he heard about the 3D ultrasound that they're doing now?
Yes, we sure have.
And isn't that a wonderful witness that it's a baby?
It's got to be something that Planned Parenthood has to be scared of, because it shows more and more it's not a blob of tissue, it's a baby. They can see the baby sucking his thumb.
Could see who the baby looks like,
yeah,
mom or dad.
The actual features, right.
In our church, Denver Bible Church, we had 10 women pregnant at one time, which is neat, for we're not a huge church. And one of the families, I'll use their first name, Patrick and Amy, they get the ultrasound, and he says to the nurse, he looks like my side of the family. And the nurse says, you can't tell that from an ultrasound. And he says, I could too. Look at his profile right there. And sure enough, the baby's born, and sure enough, that's what he looks like. And so anyway, but now the ultrasounds are just, because we had a new generation of ultrasounds in the last 10 years. Now.
I'm a proud mother of a five-month-old.
Congratulations.
And I saw ultrasounds at 20 weeks, and it was incredible.
There is a new step that the ultrasound machines have taken. Now there's a way for you to touch your baby with the ultrasound. You can actually let the baby feel you touch his cheek. Imagine that.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Do you know how that works,
Joe? I'm not sure exactly how it works. I read a real quick snippet on it, and it's just amazing.
So with your finger, and the ultrasound will take the movement of your finger and, like,
touch the baby's cheek, and
you're caressing the baby's cheek
before they're born,
and he or she will respond to that.
Right, exactly. So it's just
that's
amazing.
Precious.
But anyway, I want to thank you guys for your hard work
for the women that we're trying to save.
Keep it up, yeah,
Mary. Thank you very, very
much. Bless
you
too.
Bye bye.
Goodbye, and I appreciate that. So Ken, at least a handful of Denver people, obviously, you know, heard about you on the news locally, and you know, they're going to the web to find out what's going on. So obviously the Wall Street Journal, this is big publicity for pro-lifers. They don't like you in this article. They're not saying what you're doing is good, but it's pretty even-handed reporting.
Yes, Bob. And what I think that they're starting to see is with our van and other people using these vans for protesting with large graphic pictures, what they haven't wanted the people to see is the graphic pictures, Bob. Mm. But the more the pictures are seen out there and more people are seeing them while we're driving in Colorado, but across country with other caravans of protesters, what they see is the graphic pictures then make the people realize it's worth 1,000 words, Bob.
Well, and here we have the front page of the Wall Street Journal today, column one, your picture above the fold, Kenneth Scott, and right beneath that is the site abortioncams.com. They claim to get about 2 million hits a month, which who knows, but obviously, I'll tell you what, today it's pretty hard to access it.
Right, and also you can go in through christiangallery.com, and it will tell more of the stories. A lot of times what we've done, too, is we go to national events. We went to the Olympics in Salt Lake. For 2 different weeks we were there, we took pictures, went back, and there were stories put on there with all these different pictures. We've done it with
Ken,
in Wichita.
I have to remind the audience, maybe some of them heard the report after you guys went to the Olympics, the story about the Olympic torch parade going through Salt Lake City. And
That was pretty amazing. Bob.
Let me real briefly, you tell me if I got it right or wrong.
Okay.
The Olympic torch parade ends up from going all over the country, ends up in Salt Lake City, and there are tens of thousands of people out lining the streets to see the torch, and they have a lead truck going through with a loudspeaker letting people know the torch is on its way. And there is two vehicles behind that. One was an animal rights activist truck encouraging people to support, you know, protecting animals.
PETA.
PETA. And the other of the two vehicles was you and your van and the pro-lifers inside your van with huge pictures of aborted children with the message, don't kill kids, abortion is murder.
It was just amazing, Bob, that the timing, we didn't know what was going on, but we thought there was, we heard of all the different groups coming in with Greenpeace and PETA and others, that we thought they were having a rally to try to promote all the different things for world population problems or mm-hmm. or just the heating of the planet. And we thought we'd join in, just jumping in, joking. Well, guess what? We found out after we got into it for about 15 minutes, it wasn't a protest parade, but they were letting all of them join it.
Right.
So after they were in it, how could they try to kick us out right. and keep them in it? And
so it just worked out great.
It was
tens of thousands of people in Utah saw exactly what abortion is all about.
And I believe it was on CNN also. It caught them off guard when we came up with all the other vehicles on the parade.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, and the article goes on to explain that there are people in other states who do what you guys are doing here in Colorado, going to abortion mills, taking photos, downloading the digital photos, which is real easy to do. Even if somebody doesn't know how to do it, they could learn in an afternoon.
Yes, and my wife is very good with the computer, and she found a website that's called OPhoto. And you can take all the shots that you took and download it in a matter of 30 seconds. And then you can choose out of them, putting a check on it, the ones you want to send and the ones you don't. Mm-hmm. And it makes it so easy to email 50 or 100 pictures all in just a matter of a couple minutes.
All right. And so they in the article, they talk about one woman fighting back. Actually, it looks like there's a couple lawsuits going on. And they quote First Amendment people, a Harvard professor. And there's this debate, is what you guys are doing, will the courts be able to stop it? And I actually think it doesn't matter what the law is or says. If they want to, they'll give injunctions and they'll bring lawsuits and they'll threaten to arrest you if they want to.
I'm sure that they'll try to do that, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be tied up in court for a long time. And the First Amendment issue still, for pornography, for all the other things they're promoting on the Internet, they have to fight for that First Amendment.
Right, but if the courts could rule it's okay to kill a baby, certainly they can rule that because of the right to privacy, certainly they could rule that in the right to privacy you can't take their pictures while they're doing it. So, you know, we have such an evil country and such evil courts. Look at our U.S. Supreme Court. 7 of the 9 are appointed by Republican presidents, and it's a pro-abortion, pro-immorality court.
And abortions are illegal all the way up to 9 full months, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, a baby with the technology we have—
In many states.
Right.
Right.
But the technology we have, at 5.5 months, a baby can live out of the womb. Mm. And we can show these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, Ken, thank you. We're going to go to a break and we'll be right back. Hey, Bob Benyard here. I want to see how quickly I could give you the names of some of our videos that you can order by calling 1-888-8-NYARD. Here we go. We got our smash hit, Get Out of the Matrix, where I debated a philosophy class. Bob debates predestination, a moderated debate by talk show host John Mangopoulos. That was a blast. Bible Tour of Israel. Join us on our tour of the Bible land. God and the Death Penalty. Mount Moriah. The evidence for the resurrection. Morality. Why God forbids sexual immorality. And we've got divorce and remarriage. Rarely considered biblical material. The trouble with lawyers. Is your kid thinking of going to law school? Quick, get this video before it's too late. And then we've got Bob on drugs, as I got to witness to a heroin addict who called in. Video fruitcake, one of the funniest things ever put on video. I don't know. It sort of rivals Get Out of the Matrix. But Get Out of the Matrix is really, it's really the tops, I think. And then we've got Bob Debates an ACLU Lawyer. Now, that was on public television here in Denver. We sort of swiped the master, and we've been selling it ever since. Amy's Call, where, oh, boy, that one. What a video. A woman called in, said she was good enough to get to heaven, and she sleeps around, and she had a baby outside of wedlock, and sort of beat her up. And Christian said, oh, now Amy will never get saved. And the only problem for their side is then she got saved. So tough love works. That's what Ken Scott always says. Tough love. It's tough love. And Megan's Call, she's a pro-abort. Oh, you got to see that video. And Terry's Call, oh, I can't tell you about Terry's Call. Not this month. And then a really fun video on environmentalists losing a bet. Anyway, call us 1-888-836-9278. We're back. Bob and Hurt Live. We've got Ken Scott and his wife, Joe Scott, in studio. Guys, thank you so much for being here with us. So the lawsuits, Joe, let me ask you, have you guys, does this scare you? Have you ever been involved in any lawsuits?
No and yes.
Okay. No, it doesn't scare you. And yes, you've been involved in lawsuits.
Lots of them.
Right. Pro-lifers, the hardcore pro-life activists, they sometimes get sued. Right?
Yeah, sometimes.
But how about the people out there who hear this and they're thinking, well, maybe I should get involved. Does the average person who just gets involved, do they get sued?
No, they don't.
Do they go to jail?
No, they don't.
No, they could just go, right?
They can just go and try to save a baby. And if anything that scares them happens, just walk across the street.
Yeah.
They don't have to get involved in the legal end of it. We've given our lives up for that. Mm-hmm. So it's part of our lives.
Yeah.
We don't expect everybody to do that.
How many lawsuits or trials or going to jail for you and your husband, if you added up all the legal entwinement with the system, just throw out a wild number.
175.
175. Okay. That counts going to jail, going to court, getting sued.
Oh, that doesn't count going to court. You mean how many days have we gone to court? Well, I mean, we go for months at a time. Sometimes yeah. I'm so sick of the courtroom,
yeah.
You know.
I know. I've been there with you guys.
Yeah.
But it's a ministry, Bob, because at the same time as we're witnessing to those people at the abortion clinics, we're witnessing to those judges and the district attorneys.
Let me see if I can understand this. How could you say it's a ministry if you're Christians? If you're Christians, how could you possibly be in court?
Well, I look at the book of Acts, and I look at the examples of the people that went through, like Paul, and he was in front of those.
You mean Paul went to court?
Constantly.
Okay, maybe Paul went to court, but not Peter.
Yes, Peter was there too.
All right, maybe Peter and Paul, but not Jesus.
Oh, I think he was there too, Bob.
Okay. Well, maybe Peter and Paul and Jesus, but not John the Baptist. Come on.
Hey, they're
come on,
all,
not the prophets.
Yes.
They were all arrested, weren't they? Not all. That's a figure of speech.
Well, if you're standing up for the Word of God, people are going to hate it. And the only thing is, when we get into court, we get to tell those judges, in God's courtroom, he wears a white robe, not a black robe. Mm. And the ACLU attorneys are not going to be there to represent them.
Mm-hmm.
And we tell them that in God's courtroom, there's no probation, no home detention, no ankle bracelets. There's no 6 months in jail. There's no motions for reconsideration. There's no appeals. Mm. And we get to tell them, and we get very hard with those judges. It makes them very mad, but a lot of times they just say, get out of our hair, mm-hmm. get out of here. And we win the majority of our battles, Bob.
Isn't that cool? In Denver, we have won many. I think over 100 cases.
At the 20th and Vine Planned Parenthood that they're talking about in this article, there's been 115 arrests, and we've won over 100 cases. Since there was a lawsuit brought against the city of Denver and Planned Parenthood, there has not been another arrest in the last 3 years,
really?
Bob.
I didn't realize that. That is interesting.
Yes, they
of
have
course, they
off.
Got us in courts in other counties. But,
right.
But in Denver, things have simmered down.
Yes, there hasn't been any arrests, Bob. Mm-hmm. And we are now more bold than ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an encouragement because the picket line is growing. It is the biggest picket line in the nation.
Is it really? You know, I've said that informally for some years, but and I've asked pro-lifers from other cities, how many babies get saved in these other cities? How many people on the picket line? I remember back in in 1989, I believe it was, we were at Planned Parenthood on a Saturday morning, which was the big protest. And every Saturday from when they started killing kids there in the 60s, they've been Christians there. Saturday.
That's correct.
From the beginning. And sometimes somebody would show up on another day, like a Tuesday or a Friday, but it was every Saturday. And so let me tell you, Ken, let me tell you what happened this one Saturday morning. After the protest, there was about a dozen of us sitting under a tree in the shade in the summertime. And we said, hey, why don't we try to get people here every single day? Because that had not happened. And so we picked five people. And we said, okay, the guy in charge of Saturday, you got an easy job because people are always here on Saturday. Then there's a guy that closed Sunday and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We put one person in charge of each day. We said, it's your job to make sure there's at least five people here every Tuesday and somebody else every Wednesday. And that was at least the beginning. It established a precedent for saying every day they're killing kids, there will be Christians here. Now, those original people, they don't come for the most part. You guys and others have taken over where they've left off or gone and done other ministries or other things.
Right. Well, Bob, I've been involved about 11 years, and for almost 10 years, full-time down there, for 5 days a week, there has always been a strong presence of four or five up to a dozen during the weekdays.
5 days a week.
Right.
Every day they're killing kids now since the late 80s. There have been Christians there trying to save babies.
And my wife is there now every day.
Every day. And that's because you enable her to go.
That's correct.
That's really neat.
But the thing is that presence has worn down Planned Parenthood somewhat because they don't even hassle anymore. The police don't even hassle anymore. We are able to be as loud or as large as many pictures as you can imagine. We make it like a junkyard in front of Planned Parenthood before people go in there. And it has a big effect because lots of people have left, lots of babies have been saved, and lots of people that have worked there have quit there too, Bob. Some have even gotten saved that worked there, and that's another big difference.
On a Saturday morning, not every Saturday, but how many times has this happened where the pro-lifers will string pink, beautiful pink and blue balloons in a rainbow 20 feet over the road that you can see from three blocks away?
That's Ed Belay, and he does it either on Saturday or on Friday. Sometimes he switches off on his work day, and he gets a day off. And if it's his day off is on Friday, he'll be there on Friday. But most of the time, he gets Saturday off, or he comes down and pickets with us for an hour and a half and then goes to work. But he brings the balloons.
Mm-hmm. And so, and what a neat thing, because a woman is going to kill her baby, and she's two blocks away, and she sees a rainbow of powder blue and pink balloons reminding her of babies.
Of little boys and little girls.
Little boys and little girls. And so we're trying to reach that maternal instinct in her. And I know some of the women counselors, the sidewalk counselors who are there, our friends, like your wife, Jo Scott, and others, they will, when a car pulls up, and they'll open their window wondering what's going on with all these people. And I know Bernadette Cordova has said to me, they'll reach in to talk to the woman, and they'll have baby powder on, like Bernadette will have baby powder on her hands.
There's a teddy bear she puts it on.
A teddy bear.
Shows them the teddy bear that smells like baby powder.
And so, of course, we associate that smell, such a strong emotional link, to babies. And she said she'll even put her arm around the woman with a little bit of baby powder on the woman's shoulder. So then, and with all the other things we tell them, we say to them, we try to let them hear, we show them, we give them literature, we try to stop them from going in. But if they do go in, hopefully they've made enough impact that they'll reconsider while they're in there.
And we take their picture.
Take their picture.
And they want to say, why are you taking our picture? And we say, we're documenting your baby's life.
Oh.
That's really powerful.
Joe, is that powerful? We're documenting your baby's life.
And, how short.
And this is the day your baby is going to die if you kill it. Now, how often do women go in? Like, you failed. You're there as they're driving into the driveway, into the parking lot. You try to stop them. It didn't work. They park and they go in. Once in a while, do they rethink and come out?
Yes.
Absolutely. And I think what we're doing is we're planting the seed, and then we allow God with the Holy Spirit to deal with their conscience. Mm. And that's what Planned Parenthood doesn't want, is us to have a chance to witness to them, show them something so that their conscience starts thinking about what they're doing.
Right.
And then many times they change their mind after they've even been in there a half hour or longer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times once they get in there, they're crying. And that causes the other girls to cry. Mm. And so if we see one, lots of times we'll see two come out.
Wow.
Because the one, because
when one comes out, it encourages the other to think it's not too late.
And the emotional waterfall just
now starts. This is very hard to do, but pro-lifers sometimes will send a young woman in there scheduled to have an abortion, but it's only a setup, and then she'll try to talk others out of it, and she'll leave, try to bring one or two with her.
That's right.
So that try. It's, of course, these things are all very difficult to do. But and the commitment of people, Christians, who say, I'm going to go. Joe, you and I talked about activism on a show not long ago.
Right.
And there was a guy listening over the internet in Texas. And he heard the show, him and his friend. And they said, you know, we live here in, where was that call from? Austin, Texas, I think. We live here in Austin, Texas. There's got to be abortion mills. They did exactly what we said. They looked in the Yellow Pages on page one, and there were the abortion mills. And they started driving around town, and they ordered some abortion shirts and literature, and a video from us. They ordered Megan's call so they can be prepared. And they said they're going to start going to the abortion mills.
Praise God.
That was in Austin, Texas.
Great.
Praise the Lord is right. Now, we're about out of time, but I might try to take one more call. And but, Joe, then we get to page eight, and there's your photo.
Ken didn't take that picture.
He didn't take that picture. All right. Now, guess, let me ask you, the Wall Street Journal on their website, WSJ.com, they have a poll people can take to do protesters have a right to publish photos of abortion clinic clients? So far, they've had 1,300 people vote, and it's either yes, it discourages women from seeking abortion, or I disagree with the protesters, but they have a right, or no, it violates a woman's privacy rights. Which do you think most people vote for?
No.
You must have peaked.
No, I just know that
you're
people
right.
are willing to sacrifice freedom of speech for the sacred cow of abortion.
Right. 78% say, no, you shouldn't be allowed to publish those photos. 11% say, yes, it'll discourage. And 11% say, I disagree with the protesters, but they have a right to publish the photos. So almost 80%, hey, if it's going to protect child killing, then we're all for it. Whatever supports child killing. So I want to thank you both for joining us in the studio.
Thank you, Bob, and great work, and God bless you.
Thank you, Ken and Joe. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Bob. Thanks a lot for having us.
All right. And for those in the audience, tomorrow night we're going to read the $500 email. Now, on this show, we get things in 500s. There was a bug on my desk on the TV show, and we were going to kill it, but we offered the liberals a chance to call in and ransom its life with a credit card. And we wouldn't kill it if a liberal ransomed its life, and we said the price of the bug is $500. Because a lot of liberals say that nature is God and all life is the image of God. So we thought, all right, put your money where your mouth is. And a conservative called in halfway through the show and said, here's my credit card number. I'll give you $501 if you kill the bug right now. So we killed it. Well, then we got an email that said, Bob, we'll give you $500 if you read this one-page email. So we said, all right, send us the check, and we'll read it. So the check was good. We donated it to a Christian ministry in Midland, Texas. And so now, tomorrow night, I'm going to read the $500 email where this guy from Michigan says there's no such thing as eternal hell. Does Bob Inyot remind you to do right and risk the consequences?